Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. Frank Luntz thinks Trump blew it so badly he's going to lose the election over the debate. I could not disagree more, as more and more undecided voters are weighing in. And they're saying Kamala Harris just didn't do it for him in terms of her economic plans and specifics on those economic plans or anything else. We are streaming live on YouTube, by the way. We're going to stream all the way up till 6 o'clock today. And we got a bunch of great stuff in the hopper for you as we continue. It's Thursday. It's hard to believe it's already Thursday this week. But this is what happens when it's debate week. It flies by. So the Secret Service is briefing lawmakers as we speak right now. How does a guy get a long gun on top of a roof at a rally with a former president of the United States of America, who's also the Republican nominee for president of the United States? How does that happen? How on earth does that happen? Hopefully we'll get some answers. My worry is we'll have a lot more questions than answers after this report comes out. I see Congressman Mike Waltz is speaking right now on Fox News about it. And I think, you know, one of the big questions I have still is, did the shooter work alone? And we don't know that. Hopefully the Secret Service will answer that for us. Again, I'm not trying to like stoke conspiracy theories here. I in the absence of information, and everything's on the table as far as I'm concerned. Everything is on the table. So let's get it out there and have that conversation. And also, you should know, today in Pennsylvania, they're doing a big tour, the Trump Force 47 tour. Governor Doug Burgum had a chance to chat with him a little while ago. He's in PA today, and he's going to be speaking at a rally tonight at 6 o'clock. They did a meet and greet with him at 2 o'clock today in Montgo. And and he's in with also Governor Kristi Noem. So you got the two Dakota governors in Pennsylvania today campaigning for Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. These swing states are super close, as you know. And the media fawning over Taylor Swift and the endorsement by Taylor Swift of Kamala Harris, even though it did not move the needle in the race for the United States Senate seat in Tennessee. See, that's the thing about Taylor Swift. And, you know, I've always believed that an endorsement is worth one vote, and that's the person who's doing the endorsement. I really believe that. I think that we give way too much credit for endorsements. We really do. We put too much stock in them. Like Dick Cheney's another one. Dick Cheney's backing Kamala Harris. The guy, they called him a war criminal. They wanted him prosecuted. They made a movie about Dick Cheney with Christian Bale playing Cheney. And by the way, Christian Bale nailed it, as he always does. He's a phenomenal actor. But it was a goofy movie to basically mock Cheney. Now the left loves Cheney. And even James Carville going so far as to say that, you know, Dick Cheney and his endorsement could really, really help here. Could really help. I don't think it's going to help anything. I don't think people care who Dick Cheney's backing for president any more than I think they care who Taylor Swift's backing. I just don't. I don't think people react that way in politics. But that's not going to stop the media from fawning over Taylor Swift and her endorsement of Kamala Harris. So they did not fact check Kamala Harris at the debate the other night, but the New York Post did. And I've got a great list here for you of all of the fact checks that they did not do at the debate that they should have done at the debate. And I've got a lot of those things that we're going to share with you as well, because it was, as Robbie Suave at Reason.com put it, and I thought this was a great point, either fact check both candidates or don't fact anyone. Don't fact check either candidate. Like, pick your role here. You're going to be the fact checkers, then fact check both. Or don't be a fact checker and let people fact check after the debate's over. But you can't have it both ways. You got to be fair about this. And there was nothing fair about it. So here are some fact checks by the New York Post editorial board that they added. Kamala's claim: as of today, there's not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world, the first time this century. Here's the fact check. Fact check: our troops in the Middle East are absolutely in a combat zone under attack from Iran, which the Biden-Harris administration has allowed to grow more aggressive in its use of proxies. In January this year, three U.S. soldiers in Jordan were killed by a drone attack from an Iran-aligned group, and dozens of others have been wounded in similar strikes. Kamala claimed, what you're going to hear tonight is a detailed and dangerous plan called Project 2025 that the former president intends on implementing if he were elected again. Fact check. The Heritage Foundation, an independent think tank, produced Project 2025, not the Trump campaign. Trump has repeatedly said he wasn't involved in its writing, does not believe in its policies, and won't implement it. Kamala claim. Let's remember, this is the same individual who took out a full-page ad in the New York Times calling for the execution of five young Black and Latino boys who were innocent, the Central Park Five. Took out a full-page ad calling for their execution. That's what she said at the debate. Here's a fact check. Trump's 1989 advertisement did not call for the execution of the Central Park Five. He talked about a woman raped in the park, but did not mention the names of suspects or who they were. It was titled, quote, "Bring back the death penalty, bring back the police." Trump bemoaned how generally unsafe New York City had become and that criminals needed to be held accountable. He then went after law and disorder in Gotham, which then led to the election of Rudy Giuliani as mayor and then proactive policing. And the rest is kind of history. But that was 1989. This is when New York was, David Dinkins was the mayor, and New York was an absolute hellscape. It truly was a hellscape back then. Kamala claimed, "I have not banned fracking as vice president of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking." Here's the fact check. Harris passed the bill because it was packed with left-wing giveaways. Those new leases were not the point of the bill, and only begrudgingly included to get the support of Joe Manchin. Senator Joe Manchin would later then accuse President Biden and Harris of going back on their word, saying new regulations were undermining the lease promises. "This is BS," he told Politico. "So they're going to basically starve us out of energy that we have a tremendous abundant supply of because of their aspirational thoughts." Kamala claimed the following during the debate: "Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion that is not happening." Here's the fact check. As the Daily Signal points out, Minnesota had a 2015 law that required doctors to report whether abortions resulted in the live birth of a baby. In 2021, it happened at least five times, but no measures were taken to keep them alive. In 2023, Governor Tim Walz stripped out that reporting requirement as part of an abortion law that has no limitations on how late in a pregnancy it may happen. Yeah, Minnesota, as in Tim Walz, as in her running mate, as in that. That's right. Here's another Kamala fact claim. She said, let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side. Fact check.
Thank you, Matt.
Harris, along with Biden, always leaves out what Trump said next, which is this. Quote, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that other group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists. Snopes even labeled false the idea that Trump praised neo-Nazis. They only did that recently, by the way, for the record. And a bonus fact check of a fact check. ABC moderator David Muir. David Muir claimed, President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is down in this country. The ABC anchor interjected when Trump said crime is through the roof. Here's a fact check. Despite Muir's efforts to show up Trump, the former president's response that the FBI figures are not to be trusted was absolutely correct. The Marshall Project, which focuses on law enforcement reporting, found that 6,000 law enforcement agencies were missing from the FBI's 2023 analysis. Let me say that again. 6,000 law enforcement agencies were missing from the FBI's 2023 analysis. This means that a quarter of the U.S. population wasn't represented in the federal crime data last year. Moreover, whatever small reductions have happened in cities such as Chicago is barely a dent in how much crime skyrocketed in the past 3 years. That's courtesy of the New York Post editorial board that decided to do the fact checking of Kamala Harris, since the ABC moderators, including Kamala Harris's sorority sister, did not do that. All right. Now, Pennsylvania is reacting to the state of the economy. Voters in Chalfont, PA, spoke with the BBC. And this is what they're saying as the biggest issues in their minds. I've told you before, it's the economy, stupid. Quote James Carville. It was the economy. It is the economy. It's always going to be the economy, especially in this election cycle, but mostly always the economy. And it's the economy this time around. Here's what I said to you yesterday and what I said to you on Monday. And here's what I'm saying to you today. Kamala Harris does not have the ability to win on this issue. She doesn't, period. She may be able to win on likability, although I don't particularly like her. But everybody keeps saying how Trump is not likable. All right, maybe, but that's not what people are voting on. They're not voting on likability. So whether or not she can win on likability is irrelevant. It's like I can win on making the best powdered sugar donuts, but people aren't voting on that. So that's great. You make awesome donuts. However, it's not moving the needle as far as voters. Like they love it, or buttermilk biscuits. I haven't had lunch today yet. I forgot to eat lunch again. So I'm thinking of delicious, buttery buttermilk biscuits. You make the best buttermilk biscuits. Oh, they're so good. Delicious, moist, and real buttermilk. Always use real buttermilk, not that Fugazi stuff. Anyway, that's not moving the needle, though, because voters are not voting on that. They like it, but it's not what's getting them to vote. So the whole issue of whether or not Trump is likable or not likable, listen, that cake's already baked. That biscuit's already baked a long time ago. People love Trump. People hate Trump. And there's a whole bunch of people in the middle that are like, I don't know, things I like about him, things I don't like about him. He's kind of a badass. He's kind of a jerk. I don't know. Those voters are not voting on likability. They're just not. They want to vote on the economy. That's the big issue. By the way, breaking news, a New York City police commissioner has resigned in the wake of a federal corruption scandal. That just happened a few moments ago. We knew he was going to resign, but I guess it just became official a few moments ago. So here's some voters speaking about the economy with the BBC. Let's start there. Cut number one.
State. It needs to change. I mean, everything is too high. Everything. Real estate is high. Like your house is technically worth $300,000-$400,000, and now they want $700,000-$800,000for the same house. It's like it's ridiculous. Like you're not getting anything. You're not going anywhere.
Does that change how you think you're going to end up voting in November?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think we definitely need the change. It's ridiculous. I mean, we haven't gone anywhere. It's been 4 years. It's been hell. Right, I mean, nothing. Everything needs to come back. Come down to a new level. Like come back. Pre-COVID.
To a more affordable level.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Linda, thanks so much for talking to us. We're going to talk to one of your customers now. You know, as we said, this is a place where people come in and have breakfast and lunch regularly. We've talked to people who come here with their church groups, with their families. And we're going to speak to a mom now, Mary Jane, who comes here regularly as well. Hi, Mary Jane. Good morning to you. You've got a good breakfast here in front of you. I think some French toast and some bacon.
Yes.
We've been talking to locals about the issues that matter to them. It seems like the cost of living really is one of them. Is that something that's on your mind?
Yes, absolutely. You go to the grocery store, and when you would have a big shopping cart, you'd have it full, and it'd be pretty reasonable. Now you take the smaller shopping cart, and it's more money than what the big cart was. It's ridiculous. And people with babies, with baby formula, diapers. I don't know how they do it.
What do you want to see in terms of change?
I want to see taxes go down. I want to see the economy better. Housing. It's ridiculous. How do people afford houses? They can't. Adult children have to move back home with their parents because they can't afford the mortgage because it's ridiculous.
Do you think that's going to affect, how you're looking at this election in November? We're just under 2 months away.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you feeling optimistic about things at the moment?
I hope so. I mean, I know what I want as far as the outcome with the election, and I hope it goes that way because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
All right.
The cost of gas, food, housing, it's out of control. And I don't see any end in sight unless there is a change.
Mary Jane, thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, the change she means is Trump winning, by the way. That's the change that she means. And this is where Kamala Harris blew it. I'm sorry, but I completely disagree with Frank Luntz on this point. I think Kamala Harris ended her campaign the other night at the debate. I really do. This was her chance, and it may be her only chance, to convince people that she can cure their economic woes. And she did not do that. She didn't do that. And people who thought Trump was a jerk before the debate thought so after the debate. That didn't change anything. But that's not what Trump needed to change that night. He didn't have to change that perception. Kamala Harris needed to change the perception that she is weak on the economy or that she's the cause of all the economic pain people are feeling, that she's part of this administration and she is absolutely 100% part of the status quo. That's what she needed to change. I'll prove it to you. New York Times, Siena College poll said that among the likely voters who were polled in that. They said Trump is the change candidate. Trump is the guy who represents the center, and Trump is the guy best in the economy. So going into that debate, she had to convince people of that, that she's the one they can trust with the economy. All these people who think that the economy is the number one issue, shocking, not Donald Trump's personality. I know that that sounds crazy, but it's not Donald Trump's personality. This is not a personality contest. This isn't high school prom. This is the presidency. And a lot of people also like a guy who's kind of a jerk. I just got news for you, a newsflash. They think the guy will get stuff done. So that's also what's helped him in the past. But beside the point, her job that night, she had to go out there and convince people, hey, you can trust me with the economy. You can trust it. I will make things better for you. I will fix it. She didn't do that. She did not do that. And so undecided voters, which I've described to you, and let me define that for the purposes of this program. An undecided voter is somebody who likes Trump's policies, doesn't like him necessarily, is open to change, but they need to be convinced of the change because they deep down inside know Trump was a better president, but they may not like him personally. They're open to change. They were not going to vote for Joe Biden. They're open to change. That's those voters, that group right there. They were not convinced at the debate Tuesday night that that's what Kamala Harris can do for them. In fact, if anything, they're more frustrated. They're more frustrated now because they left feeling like, come on, you had one job. Your job was to convince me to vote for you by saying you would be okay on the economy, that I could trust my 401k, my household finances to you because I don't like this guy and you couldn't do it. And that's the problem. And she may never get another chance to do it again. There may not be another debate. And if there is another debate, hopefully then Trump is able to put her to bed this time because she lacks the ability to take the fatal shot against Trump. She lacks that ability. She doesn't have the ability to do so because she is part of the status quo. She is part of this economy. This is her economy. So she's running against herself, essentially, if you think about it, in terms of trying to be a change agent. You're trying to be a change agent, but you're in charge. That's a very difficult thing to do. She doesn't have the ability to take out Trump. How does she do it? What does she say? The tariffs thing, that's heady. People don't really get it. That's not something that they understand. Making promises and platitudes about the opportunity economy, you got to be specific with people about things. And she didn't do that. And that may have been her one chance to get on that stage and do it. I think the polls will show that people say she won the debate or that people say that she's more likable, but that's not going to move the needle in terms of who they vote for. And that's the thing that I think everybody's missing. I really do. I think everybody's missing that in their analysis of things. It's like I said to you, if this was a college debate, sure, give her an A. She won. It's not a college debate. People are watching, sitting home going, I can't afford groceries. I can't afford the price of gas. I'm really worried about my retirement. I'm worried about paying for my kids' college. I may not like him, but I need to know from you that you're going to be okay on those things. You're not promising false hope, but you're going to, and she couldn't do that. And that was what she had to do. And she failed at that. She failed at that. So from my perspective, she lost the debate because if you look at substance and not style, and that's what people are looking for, they're saying, give me a reason to support you. Give me a reason to vote for you. And she couldn't do that. And that's the bottom line. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in today, this is the big story of the day, though, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man to call at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VanariaDental.com. Coming up, what will we learn from the Secret Service in their report of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? Will we have questions after this? I bet you we will. How many answers will we get, though? That's the question. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's me, Rich, with you. We're streaming live on YouTube today, so check it out on our YouTube page. Comment along if you like. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I have a simple answer. To the greater Chris's question on X, he asked me, why am I spending so much time on politics when it's cider donut season? The answer is it's too freaking warm for cider donuts right now. What is it, 85 degrees out? I want to take the kids pumpkin picking, go see scary monsters, haunted hay rides and whatnot, and this, that, and the other thing. And I can't do it till it gets down to, I need cool and crisp for all that, including cider donuts. All right? That's the answer.
I disagree with you.
Of course you do, because you're a contrarian, Matt the Saint, the traitorist. That's why.
I really don't. I don't disagree with you that frequently, but I love a good cider donut, and I'd be happy to eat it regardless of the weather.
Hey, you have to have cool weather to have a cider donut.
Exactly. Not. Yes, you
thank
do.
You,
yes,
Justin,
you do.
Thank
wrong.
You.
No.
Out of here.
I don't want to think about the words cider donut if it is not a cool, crisp 60
thank
degrees
you.
With a light breeze and the leaves are changing with
thank
a
you.
Nice, nice warm apple cider.
See, he can stay. You can leave.
He's painted a lovely picture.
Justin is allowed to stay. You have to go now. You can leave. You're done.
Did he still get paid for the day?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade. Breaking news. Donald Trump has said he will not take part in another debate with Kamala Harris. I personally think that's a mistake. I was not asked. I was not consulted, but he will not do another debate. He said she bailed on the Fox debate, which he counts as debate number one, did this debate, which he counts as debate number two. He just said there will be no third debate. That breaking news just happened a few moments ago. From my perspective, I think it's a mistake. I think he could go on that stage and kill her. He's always better the second time around with somebody than the first. And I think that he knows her strategy. They know the game now. With a little bit of prep and a really good debate coach, just saying, he could crush it. I think it's a mistake. But nevertheless, he's made his decision, so that's that. Now let's look at the flip side of that, though, which is that now Kamala Harris has no chance to recover how she blew it the other night. And she did. And I'm telling you, and I know that that's not the conventional wisdom. I know conventional wisdom is that she won. And I'm telling you that two things can be true at the same time. By the way, we're streaming live on YouTube. Tune in if you like. And you can also call the show at 855-839-1210. So how does somebody win but also lose at the same time? It's very simple. You win from the perspective of having the best style, the best style and image and everything else. But you lose on what your goal was. And the goal was to persuade. Debates are about persuasion. Logos, ethos, pathos. Logic, emotion, passion. And she did not persuade people to come to vote for her. That's why I completely disagree with Frank Luntz, who, as our buddy Susie Cool reminds us on X, also predicted Hillary Clinton would win the election. He predicted Hillary Clinton would become the president of the United States. So his track record is not great. I got a real problem with this guy anyway to begin with, because years ago we were at the Democrat National Convention in Philadelphia. We were doing the show live. And Greg Stocker, who was the executive producer of the show back then, he went over to Frank Luntz and asked him, do you want to come on the show? And he was sitting there eating something. I forget, like peanut butter or something, like licking his fingers. And he was just like, licked his fingers and no. And he just said no, just like that. So I don't know how the guy, I guess, who pays him? I don't understand this either. He's a political consultant and a pollster. I don't know who exactly pays him. But nevertheless, he thinks that the debate, he thinks it's over. He thinks Trump's lost the election. He was on with Piers Morgan. I so disagree with this. I really do. But I'm going to play it just to prove to you why he's wrong. So, cut number 10.
Strategist Frank Luntz, who said a few days ago that the winner of the debate will win the election. Well, Frank, do you think that's the case? Do you think Kamala won, and does that mean she may now win the election?
I think more accurately it's that Donald Trump lost. And this is not the worst debate performance I've seen in my career, but it's very close to it. The conversations about people eating dogs and cats, calling the leader of Hungary one of the greatest world leaders, repeatedly missing the opportunity to focus on inflation and affordability, and the complete inability to present his point of view without completely tearing into her, into Joe Biden, into whomever was in his sights. It was a pretty negative performance, pretty pessimistic, cynical, contemptuous. And I think that this will cost him. Yes, I'm trying to decide if I want to go on record. And the answer is yes. I think that that he loses because
no
of this
way.
Debate performance.
What the hell out of here. No friggin' way. First of all, Yeah, look, he missed a lot of opportunities, and I said that to you yesterday. I said he missed a lot of opportunities. I also said it was his worst debate yet. But he's not going to lose the election because of it. See, she needed to go after inflation. She needed to go after the economy. She needed to do all those things. She's the new candidate. She's the one people have doubts of. She's the one part of this administration. Kamala Harris is the one who needed to do all those things. Not Donald Trump. He is in the driver's seat right now because he's the challenger. I think this is lost. I mean, what are we forgetting here? He's the guy who's running against the incumbent. She's the incumbent. For all intents and purposes, she's the incumbent. He's the challenger. Challengers don't have to do all those things he just said. Trump is not running for re-election right now. He's running for president. He's not the president. There's a difference. And people are smart enough to know that. Those are all the things Kamala Harris needed to do. She needed to go out there and attack inflation. And what she needed to do is blame Joe Biden for it. I told you that the only way, the only chance she has here, and I think it's over for her. I think she blew it. I really do. I know you may think I'm nuts, but I think Trump wins this election. I think he wins despite having his worst debate performance because it didn't matter for him. It mattered for her. And she gets an F because she didn't persuade people. And that's why what she needed to do. This is my point. If Kamala Harris had gone on that debate stage, I'd be like, listen, inflation is awful. I feel your pain. I know how hard it is. And I can tell you, I was vice president. I didn't have all the say in this matter. I disagree with Joe Biden a lot. We used to have fights in the Oval Office. We'd have battles over this all the time. He went in a different direction than what I advised. I'm sorry, but I'm here now to do what I want to do and not what Joe Biden did. And I'm sorry that he put you through all this. If she had done that and just completely thrown him under the bus, that'd be a different conversation. We'd be having a different conversation right now, but she's not doing that. You got to ask yourself why. Why not? I'd also told you that if Joe Biden had stepped down and made Kamala Harris the president of the United States, and she could stand on that debate stage as the first female president and say, look, I'm in charge now. I wasn't in charge 5 minutes ago. I'm in charge now. And now that I'm in charge, here's exactly what I'm going to do and lay out her first day agenda, not in January, but right now. Like tomorrow, I'm going to the Oval Office and I'm signing the following executive orders. And I'm going to do this to tackle inflation. And that if she'd done that, we'd be having a much different conversation today. I would be worried. I would be genuinely worried right now. I'm always honest with you. You know that. I'm always honest, 100%. I don't have the ability. My attention span is just not good enough for me to fake it because I don't remember what I said 5 seconds ago. I really don't. It's amazing how my mind works. I'm blessed. I'm lucky like this. But my brain is going and going and the words come out and they find a place and somehow it all comes together. I don't know how. It's a freaking act of God, if you ask me. It's a miracle because I don't know how it works, but it just does. My point is, I don't have the ability to remember what I said 10 minutes ago, so I can't fake it. I tell you the truth about everything. I think it was Trump's worst debate by far. He missed so many opportunities. I'm angry. I should have been in the room to help him. But that's not the point because he didn't have to win. She had to win. She was the one. She's the challenger. She's the one trying to convince people to trust her and vote for her. People already know what Trump was capable of doing as president economically, and they like it. And they trust him on the economy. May not like him personally, but they like him and they like him on the economy and they trust him on the economy. So he didn't need to do anything. He didn't even need to be on that debate stage. He didn't. I'm sorry, but I disagree with a lot of other people who think that for Trump, this was make or break. He didn't even have to show up. In fact, you can make the argument that he shouldn't have even done it and he still would have been fine. I would say that. I would make that argument. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like debates, but he didn't need to. She needed to, and she blew it big time because this is the thing. She's the incumbent. She's the one who represents the policies that people hate. Not him. She does. He doesn't. She does. Period. Now, if Joe Biden was not so bitter, and he is bitter, and that's why he put on that Trump hat at the firehouse. You know, if you hear the whole audio of that exchange, yesterday Joe Biden put on a Trump hat at a firehouse in New York for part of the 9/11 ceremonies, or was it actually it was in Pennsylvania, I think. Was it PA? It was in Shanksville. He actually asks the guy for the hat. He asks the guy to give him the Trump hat, and then Biden puts it on his head. He goes, give me that hat. He takes the hat and puts it on his head. I think Joe Biden is angry. They pushed him out. I think Joe Biden hates her. I think Trump was right when he said that the other day, that Joe Biden hates her. I think he's right. he needs her because of he's worried about the Hunter Biden stuff. He's worried that Trump's Department of Justice will look at him. So he needs her in there, but he doesn't like her. And I think deep down inside, subconsciously, he would be very happy if she lost this election because they shoved him out of the race. And he does not think she's a good person or a good candidate because she savaged him on that debate stage years ago and tried to destroy him as being a racist. And Joe Biden, if he wanted to help her, that's what Joe Biden would do. He would resign as the president. He would let her be president and let her take a series of executive actions to be able to show America what she's capable of doing. Now, look, maybe that'll change, but it hasn't changed yet. Maybe ultimately, at the end of the day, they'll come back to him and say, all right, we've raised the stakes now. Now you have to resign. Otherwise, we're going to expose you for Hunter Biden. And maybe they'll do that. He won't do it willingly because he, I think, deep down would be fine if she lost. Maybe a little worried about his prosecution, but he'd be okay with it. He's not happy what they did to him. I don't blame him. Would you be? If you were in his shoes, would you be happy with how they just shoved you aside? Didn't even give you the ability to, I don't even think Joe Biden really even knew that they were pushing him out until it was too late. I think the deep state just did their thing. Obama and his minions and the Pod Save America bros and all those people, they just shoved the guy out of the race. So there's a number of things they could do to save her candidacy at this point, but they'd have to do them quickly. And I think the only way, my analysis here, 3:42 p.m., the only way they save this candidacy, the only way is to make her president. That's it. I know what you're thinking, Rich. Don't give them any ideas. Trust me, they've already floated these ideas, I'm sure, among themselves. The only way they save Kamala Harris's campaign is to make her president. Otherwise, she will lose. She will lose. And the reason why making her president helps is because it changes the dynamic. I know it sounds crazy. I'm saying she's the incumbent and then she literally would be the incumbent president, but it changes the dynamic. Now she's in charge. She can start taking a series of actions. She can show people what she would do. Short of that, Trump's going to win this election. Period. He's going to. I got a pretty good track record on this stuff. I got a pretty good track record on this. And I'm telling you, he's going to win. And the debate is the reason why. So I have the exact opposite reaction to Frank Luntz. Exact opposite. Frank Luntz says Trump lost the debate. He's right, but he says Trump will lose the election. He's wrong. I say Trump lost the debate. True, from a style perspective, from a debate 101 perspective, but Trump will win the election. Because Kamala Harris lost the debate more than Trump did. I know a lot of this is kind of wonky, but I look at things from different angles and perspectives, as you know, which is part of the reason why I hope you like the show, because you don't just get surface level analysis of things. I go deeper. It's possible both candidates can lose in different ways. That's very possible, you know. And I think Kamala Harris lost from the perspective of convincing undecided voters to trust her with the economy. She may have won on style. She may have won on pre-programmed, rehearsed lines and facial expressions and everything else like that. And all that stuff matters. Don't get me wrong. Body language, lines, memorable lines, it all matters. But that's not what is a winning debate. The win, the question is, did you persuade people to vote for you? So Trafalgar has some data to back up my analysis here. The lesson of Trafalgar, what they have right now, 2024 presidential survey, swing state post debate in partnership with Insider Advantage. They conducted during and after the September 10th debate. 2,245 respondents. Trafalgar is the only one that called the election right in 2016 for Trump. Likely general election voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Response rate 3.01%, margin of error 2.1%, 95% confidence. Confidence is high. And prior to the debate, what best describes how you plan to vote in the 2024 election? Donald Trump, 47.4%. Kamala Harris, 46.8%. Debate winner, Kamala Harris, 55.3%. Donald Trump, 42.5%. Overwhelmingly, she won the debate, according to the Trafalgar. Overwhelmingly. This is so great. This totally proves my point here. Then, the question, considering tonight's debate performance, if you had a vote tomorrow, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, 48.2%. Kamala Harris, 47.9%. You see what I mean? How you can win a debate and also lose? How you can lose a debate and also win? I know there's not a lot of people out there that are able to offer that kind of analysis. but I can. And this backs it up. People can sit there and go, oh, yeah, she won the debate. Well, who are you voting for? Trump. Why? Well, because she didn't say anything on the economy that I liked, and I trust him better on the economy. Now, if you were to really push back on why they think she won the debate, that house of cards would crumble, too. But that's okay. People like things based on style all the time. Style matters a lot. It does. It matters a lot. So that's okay. She won, and she's going to lose. And this is why Frank Luntz is so freaking wrong. I don't know why the guy gets so many TV opportunities that he gets. I really don't understand it. I should be getting all those TV opportunities. I should. I'll have one Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon, Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon, 10 p.m. on Fox News. Tune in. But I don't know why Frank Luntz is on TV. First of all, he's not even that good looking. I don't want to be shallow, but the ladies on Twitter agree. I'm much more handsome than Frank Luntz. Do a side-by-side comparison. He looks like an apple with a beard. You know what I mean? Like his face looks like a smushed apple with a beard on it. And he doesn't smile. And he's a little cranky and everything like this. I know it's shallow. It's petty. I don't care. It's true. It could be true and shallow and petty at the same time. And he's not good. He's not right. So how come he gets all these TV hits?
He's got a beard now. You don't have a beard.
I'll grow a beard. I can't grow a beard. This is the best I get. You see this little scrub? This stubble right here is about the best as I get.
I feel like if you just...
This is 6 years of not shaving right here. Right here.
I don't believe you. I feel like if you just didn't shave, you'd get a beard like Luntz, and then you'd be on TV constantly.
You think the beard is what does it?
People like the beard, yeah. That's why J.D. Vance is the vice presidential nominee.
I think it's the Trump derangement syndrome I don't have. I need to get that.
That might help.
If I had that in a beard, maybe we'd be talking about something. And if I smushed my face like an apple, like a smushed apple cider donut, like Frank Luntz, but like a chubby apple cider donut, maybe that would work. I don't know. But he's wrong. He's dead wrong. I'm right. And Frank Luntz is wrong. Trump's going to win. He's going to win because of the debate. Not because of what he did, but because of what she didn't. She didn't. See, that's the other thing, too, is a lot of conservative hosts are out there like, Trump won, and you feel like you got to say that. I don't ever feel like I have to say anything to you except exactly what I feel, because you deserve nothing less, in my honest opinion. He didn't win, but he doesn't have to win because she lost. That's the difference. You know, people are out there like, oh, Trump won. No, he didn't, but he didn't have to. In the absence of her winning, you can give him the win by default. But the bar for him was not where it was for Kamala Harris. All he had to do was just show up and be Trump, which he did. She had to win people over. And this Trafalgar poll completely confirms it. And all these swing states that matter, 55.3% say she won the debate. Only 42.5% say he won the debate. Yet he's going to win because 48.2% are going to vote for him versus 47.9% are going to vote for her. Damn, I'm good at this. I'm so good at this stuff. I'm so good at this analysis stuff. I should be a talk show host when I grow up. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, but maybe I'll be that. Still thinking about it. I'll decide. Maybe. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. Listen, NJ Diet's going to help you lose weight so you don't look like an apple cider donut. And maybe you've had a lot of donuts lately. Maybe you've had a lot of things lately. And you know it's time for you to get back on track, because we got the holidays coming. There'll be a lot of pictures, right? You want to look good? 40 days up to 40 pounds, guaranteed. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days and without any shots. NJ Diet's all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans. You personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info to help you keep it off. Best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. What are you waiting for? It's going to be so easy. 40 days goes by like that. You're going to blink your eyes. You'll be done with this before the election's over. That's what I mean. 40 days from now, we won't even have the election over. You'll be 40 pounds lighter, contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds. It's great. So do it today. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. NJDIET.com and lose the weight for good.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a big show for you today. Doug Burgum, The governor of North Dakota is going to be on the show later today. I'm excited for that conversation. He's in Pennsylvania today, along with Kristi Noem. So, yeah, that'll be fun to talk to you. But let me grab Denny's call. He's in Pennsburg. Denny, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I agree with almost everything. So, yeah, the economy. I'm on Social Security, me and my wife. That's all we got. So I keep track of groceries. But something, and another thing, as far as Frank Lutz goes, I agree with you. If you want to go to sleep after debate, watch Frank Lutz. That's what I always felt.
Yeah. It's like human Ambien.
So anyhow, yeah. But one thing I think needs to push more than ever, and now that Trump's not going to debate again, people like you, Don, you got to keep pushing this stuff. You're the most important people right now. So is what's going on over in Russia, Ukraine, Finland, all over. Blinken just met over there with Zelensky. They got ballistic missiles there because they just need permission to shoot them into Russia. Putin said they come into Russia, and I think they're getting permission yesterday, and we'll see.
Yeah.
There are going to be missiles flying on both sides of the Atlantic. I mean, they've been pushing and pushing. These people love, they love boots on the ground, like Lindsey Graham's favorite term, boots on the ground. Well, I got 37 grandkids, and 22 are boys. One just joined the Army. He's going to be a helicopter pilot. So he's
good for him. Tell him I said thank you for his service.
I got five that are draft age right now. But people ought to be thinking about this if you have kids. They love this idea. Someone is pushing this to the hill. It could have been solved, like Trump said. They're pushing Putin. He's a proud man. I mean, he's going to do something. Finland just shot some drones into one of their airports and hit one of their bombers. This just happened yesterday or the day before. Finland's a member of NATO now. I mean, this is unbelievable what's happening. But so that's one thing I think that needs to push more. But Trump, you know, if you don't want to see your kids in war, I've got a son-in-law, it's a colonel. And, you know, he won't tell me too much, but I get a lot of information just sitting around on the bases. We go to bases a lot. I had three grandkids born on three different bases.
I got to wrap it up, my friend, but I have to take a break. But listen, I agree with you, and prayers to your family and your sons, and I agree. It's an issue that matters, and we're worried about it, too. Denny, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. 4 o'clock, hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.